Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel, Passaic Clifton. We're continuing our Daf HaShavua, Insights of the Daf series. We're in the seventh parak of Brachos. The Daf is Maseches Brachos, Daf Memvav. And the topic of today's shir is Hatov HaMeitiv in Good Company, analyzing this bracha and exactly what type of company it keeps with the rest of benching. The truth is, this question really is an outgrowth of another question that the Gemara has. And in order to get to where we are, I just wanted to quickly read through the Gemara and explain what's going on, and then we'll get to the main part of our shir, which is discussing Hatov HaMeitiv. The Gemara towards the middle of Memvav and Aleph asks the following question. Ad heichan birchas hazimun, until where does the birchas of the zimun blessing extend? So the Gemara brings down a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman amar ad nevarech, for Rav Sheshes amar ad hazan. Rav Nachman says zimun goes until nevarech, Rav Sheshes says until hazan. What exactly does this mean? So Rashi writes the following, and Rashi says the question of the Gemara is this, ad heichan birchas hazimun, which means what? Shetzrichin liyos shlosha, that you need three people. Uchashahin shnayim lo yamruha. Translated, what this means is, to where does the bracha of Zeman extend to the point where you need to have three people to say it, and without three you can't say it. Rav Nachman would say, till nivarech, meaning yo rabbasai nivarech, yishem Hashem bracha tel vidalom, birshus maran rabbasai nivarech shechamu. And Rav Sheshes would say, even hazan, even through the bracha of hazan, would not be said by people unless you're singing a zimun. What does this really mean? So we know that just like in davening, we have sections known as davarship and kedusha that cannot be said without a minion. So just like we have this in terms of davening, according to Rashi's understanding of Rav Sheshes, there are certain parts of benching that can't be said without a mizumin either. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me restate that. Just like by davening, we have areas that can't be said without a minion. By benching, we have certain areas that can't be said without a mezumin. The question that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes are addressing is to what part of benching is considered to be the mezumin part, only said with three, and to where does everybody else start that you would say even if you're not in the presence of the mezumin. Rav Nachman says it goes from Rabosai Nevarech till Nevarech Shechal Mishalom. Rav Sheshes says it also includes the bracha of Azanas HaKol, meaning, at least on the surface, according to Rav Sheshes, a yachid, or two yachidim, would not be reciting this benching, this bracha in benching. I remember after I think it was last year, last January, my son had a friend come for Shabbos. After they both had Corona or something like that. And I remember it was the first time that we had a Zeman in my house. It was the first time I had a Zeman in my house in almost an entire year. And according to Rav Sheshes, well, that time during the pandemic when we were in quarantine or just eating Shabbos meals by ourselves, and I only have one son of our mitzvah at this point, we would not be reciting the bracha of Hazanas HaKol. Now, of course, while this does pose a difficulty, really we wouldn't say the bracha of Hazanas HaKol. We know that's a deraisa din. So there are achronim who deal with this question, but I want to put this question on hold because I want to get to the topic of Hatov HaMeitiv. So we're left with the question, and the question is, again, using just Rashi's Hesber, and again, other Rishonim have a different Hesber because of the difficulty that we just stated. How far does Zimun go? Rav Nachman says till Nevarech, Rav Sheshes says till Hazan. So the Gemara has the following kasha. We want to try to go ahead and group this Machlokas, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Nachman with the following Machlokas, where we have two brises which go against each other. And we're going to see how we can rectify the two brises if they're not contradictory. Tani Chadav, one of the brises, says the following. Birchas HaMazim Shleim U'Shlosha. Benching is with two and three. V'tani Yidach, and the other Mandiyamur, the other brises, says Shlosha V'Yarba, three and four. So what exactly does this mean? So the Gemara analyzes it and says, Savrua, it's understood, Dechuli Al Ma'atov HaMeitiv Lav D'Raisahi. Both brises are going under the assumption that reciting the Bracha HaTov HaMeitiv at the end of benching, after Vnei Yerushalayim, that's not a Torah obligation. So now, my love, Bahakam Mifugi, are they not disagreeing with the following thing? The one who says benching is sometimes two or three brachos, they hold that Zimun is done until Hazan.
Call from Gertrude,
so the Gemara continues and starts to analyze what's going on over here. So my love, Bahakam Mifugi, is my focus not the following, based on the following Nakuda. Mandiyam Rishthayim B'Shalosh Savrat Hazan. The one who says two or three holds that Zimun is still Hazan. Umar Damar Shalosh Ve'arba Kesavar Ad Nivarech. He holds it still Nivarech. The Gemara comes with the following given. Just to recap. First, the numbers are referring to the number of brachos that are recited in benching. Second, there are four brachos in benching, and the last one, Atov Amitiv, is Derabanan. Here we have Machlokes tying in potentially with the aforementioned Machlokes Amorim that we had about what's the requirement of Zimun. The Braisa that says 2 and 3 holds, there are two brachos said with Adam Zuman, meaning Ala Aretz and Bonei Barach Mav Yishlaim Amen. And the third bracha, Hazan, is said when there is a Mizuman. The other Braisa, which says 3 and 4, holds that three brachos are said with Adam Zuman, adding in Hazan to Ala Aretz and Uvenei Yishlaim. And the fourth, the bracha of Nivarech Shachal Mishalom, is said when there is a Mizuman. The Gemara goes and pushes this off and says, well, Rav Mitarz Atamei, the Rav Sheshes Atamei, Rav Mitarz Atamei, Rav who holds that really it's Nivarech, will say the following, the Kuli Alma Ad Nivarech, everybody will hold that benching is till Nivarech. And everybody who, and let's see how that fits in. Mandiyom Rishalosh V'arba Shapir, the one who says three or four brachos, it makes sense. Four is with the Mizumin, three is without a Mizumin, and Atov HaMetiv is the Rabbanu. Mandiyom Rishalosh V'shalosh Amrula Chacha B'birchas Poli Maskinim. When it says 2 and 3, it says that we're dealing over here not with your normal benching. We can say this is dealing with the abridged benching that a worker would say. As back then, when workers were paid, they were paid to really work, and they couldn't even take a benching break. So Chazal instituted that they could say an abridged benching. To Amar Mar, look what it says, Posech Bazon, the Kol El Boni Yerushalayim Berchas Aretz. That what the workers used to do is they would bench, they would say the Bracha of Hazan, and they would then say the Bracha of Uvenei Yerushalayim connection with the bracha of Al Aretz Ve'al Mazon. So we don't have to equate this and say that this machlokes is related to the shayla about how benching goes. We can we have to say that this is an, that Rabbi Yossi, we don't have to say that Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman are really an extension of another machlokes tamei. So we don't like to do. And Rav Sheshes mitaretz tamei. Rav Sheshes who holds that Hazan is only said with the Mazumin is going to explain his own way. Kuli Amar Hazan, Man Diyomar Shtayim V'Shalosh Shapir, like we said originally. Man Diyomar Arshalosh V'Arba Kisar V'Atov HaMeitiv Del Raisa. And the one that holds, Shalosh V'Arba is going to hold that Hatov HaMeitiv is Minatorah. So the Rav is bothered by this last possibility. How is it possible that there is an opinion that holds Hatov HaMeitiv is Del Raisa? First of all, the Gemara Mem Chesem and Beis tells us explicitly, Hatov HaMeitiv V'Yavne Tiknua Keneged Harugi Kisar. That the bracha of Atova Meitiv was instituted in Yavne. It was instituted in Yavne after those who were killed, unfortunately killed in Beitar, were allowed to be buried. And what we say over there, the Gemara continues on, and the Gemara says, "Amar of Masna, Oso Yom Shenitnu Harugri Beis, so the Kvura Tiknu B'Yavne Atova Meitiv." And what's the idea of Atova Meitiv? And the Gemara darshins, "What's Pshat Atova Meitiv?" The Pshat is Hatov Shelo Hisrichu. Tov is that they didn't decompose. And the Hametiv shenitnu l'kfura. So that's the first thing. The second thing is if you look at the Gemara on the bottom of the Daf, on Daf Menvavam Beis, or Menvavam Aleph, Menvavam Aleph brings down a couple of Gemaras. The first Gemara says, towards the bottom is, Amar Rav Yosef Teta Tov Metiv Lavda Reisa Shapol and Mokim Osa. Another one, Amar Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmua Bar Marso Mishmei Derav. Another reason it starts with Baruch, does it end with a Baruch, even though it's right after the bracha of Uvenei Yerushalayim. In theory, it should be a bracha Samad Chaverta. In fact, that's last week's shir where we spoke about why we say Amen to that own bracha. And we have one more. V'yomer of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Teda Tov Amet Vav Der Reisahu. So we have all these things over here. So how is it possible that we have a shita that says that Atova Meitiv is really Minator? That's the question that Rav Soloveitchik says. And therefore Rav Soloveitchik goes and offers the following explanation. And he says, first of all, right off the bat, when Tzel Gemara says Atova Meitiv is Del Raisa, it doesn't mean that there's a din Raisa to say the bracha of Atova Meitiv. But rather, it's part of a different chakira. And the chakira is this. Chazal instituted that we add Atova Meitiv to benching, because as the Gemara Memcha says in the episode with the Harugi Beitar, the question is, when this was instituted by the Chacham, was it instituted and it became a chelik of Birchas HaMazon? Did it become an integral part of benching itself? Or do we say that no, happens to be a bracha in general haudah, that we juxtapose it with our benching. That originally, that what? This was considered to be a berachas haudah on harugi beitar. That's exactly what it is there. And we institute that after we've bench, we add on another bracha of haudah. So the Maamar D'Amar would say that hatova meitiv is deoraisa, would say, would really mean, that really, is it part of benching, per se, that has a din deoraisa? Or do we say, it's not considered a part of benching? That's how the Rav answers this question. But again, like we always say, it's a nice idea, but it seems a little bit abstract. What's the difference if it's not become a chelik of birchas hamazon or bina Torah, or it's a separate bracha that's been added on? Lamaisa, at the end of the day, when you bench, you say all the brachos, right? So the truth is, there are many nafkaminas that come out of this question. And I wanted to introduce a couple of them. The first is brought down by the Beis Halevi, who of course was the Rav's great-grandfather, also named Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Salavitchik. And the Beis Halevi brings down a case where a person drank wine in the middle of the Suda that was more meshubach than the wine that he drank at the start. Say, for example, again, no offense to the Kenan people, no offense to the Kri Malaga people, but let's say a person goes ahead and makes Kiddush on the Kri Malaga, and then during the middle of the Suda, he takes out $100 of some Pinot Grigio, Rosé, dry, whatever, with hints of all kinds of flavor profiles in the world, and he wants to drink that in the middle. So the halacha is, in such a case like that, you have to make a tova meitiv. The question is, could it be yotzi with the hatova meitiv that he recites during benching? As the truth of the matter is, what's a tova meitiv? A tova meitiv is a berachas haudah. And at the end, he is going to be saying hatova meitiv at the end. So Tosfos, so Beis Halevi brings down, that is a machlokas rishonim, brought down in Tosfos in Psachim Dav Kuf Aleph Man Aleph, the Yibra Maiskel they bring down is Shinu Yayin. Tosfos says that you'd have to make a bracha of Hatova Meitiv separately. You wouldn't be able to be Yotze with that Tova Meitiv that you make on during benching. While the Rabbeinu Kolonimus, which is brought down by the Beis Yosef, says that since Hatova Meitiv is just coming as simply a Birchas Shevach, it's not a Birchas Mitzvah that could be made before or could be made afterwards, that doesn't make a difference. And you can go ahead and rely on the benching that you're going to be saying. So, Beis Halevi brings down the Rav, says that this is Guf Armachlokis. Armachlokis over here is not whether Hatov Vehameitiv is a bracha that can be said before or after. It's not like a Birchas Mitzvah that has to be said over Lesiyoso. It's not like a Birchas Nenin that has to be said over Lesiyoso. That's not the Shaila that we're dealing with. But rather, the Shaila that we're dealing with is how do we define the bracha of Hatov Vehameitiv that we say after at the end of benching? Do we say that it's a chelik of benching and it's now taken on the quality of benching? Or do we say it's still this independent bracha that's made at the same time? Tosos who say that you can't rely on the bracha of hatova meitiv and benching for the bracha of hatova meitiv and wine will go and hold that hatova meitiv of benching is now taken on the quality of benching and therefore it can't be used for something else. You can't use that to rely on the biyotzi the tova meitiv for the same reason why I can't go ahead and bench Nekatova Meitiv, and then eat an apple without making a bracha on it. One's got nothing to do with the other one. Rabbeinu Kolonimus would disagree and say the bracha is a nature, a separate bracha, which happens to be said, bracha Batova Meitiv is a separate bracha that happens to be said by benching for the reason to thank Hashem for all good besoros and such. In this case, one could definitely rely on benching for Atova Meitiv. So we see one nafkamina in terms of could we use benching, the Atova Meitiv and benching, as the bracha Batova Meitiv on one. Another halacha brought down by Rav Reichman in the Shirei, the Rishimo Shiurim, brings on the following din. It says in Shulchan Aruch the following: Simen Kuf Pidalit Siftalit Shim Achol Veini Odeim Beirech Birchas Hamazon. If somebody ate and he wasn't sure whether he benched, Sarach Tavarach Birchas Hamazon Misafek. He has to go back and bench Misafek. Shulchiyav Mitzvah Min HaTorah, because benching is a din d'oraisa. Normally we have a rule that says Safek Brachos Lakula. That if you're not sure if you made a bracha or not, we rely on the fact that Baruch Bevis will say, we'll assume that you said it there, because again, the din to make a bracha is in general derabbanan, but however, when you have a deraisa, make a bracha like benching, so then we have to go to chumra. The question is, I'm sorry, before we do that, before we get to the question, so the Beir Hetev and the Magid of Rum bring down that from the Mechaber, it's mashma that you don't have to say a Tov HaMitiv because it's a Tinder Rabbanon. However, they bring down a tshuva. This is brought down a tshuva of the Rosh Chiyun, who says that you have to go back and say a Tov HaMitiv also because we don't want to be mezazel on Tov HaMitiv. What exactly is this Shailah based on? So Rav Reichman says that this is totally the same exact criteria. The Shita of the Ber Hitev and the Magen Avraham, which tell us that what you don't have to say Atov HaMeitiv, are going to hold that Atov HaMeitiv is not really a chelik, that Atov HaMeitiv is not really a chelik in benching, but rather it's a shvach that's added on at the end of benching. While the Mandi Amar, it's true for Shimon or the Rosh Chiyun, which says that you have to go ahead and say it, is going to hold that Atov HaMeitiv has become a chelik in benching, and since it's become a chelik in benching, it must be said. Third nafkamina, we're going to just attach again a couple of different shilas that we have. One is shinui makom, or the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Kuf Pei Gimel, that you have to sit in the same place where you bench, meaning you have to sit, you have to bench in the place where you ate. And there's a machlokas brought down within the Mishnah Brura about whether this applies also to Atov HaMeitiv or not. There's another case that we have about whether a person was shah kedei ligmar kula. Right? There's a sheet that says if somebody is waits in the middle of benching and he's mafsik for the amount of time it takes to say the entire benching, so then that's considered to be too much of a hefsik and he would have to go back. So the question again, both of these brought down by Rav Reichman, both these nafkaminas brought down by Rav Nachman are going to be saying like this. If you hold that Atov HaMeitiv is considered to be an integral part of benching, so then you have to be sitting in the same spot. You can't walk around during Atov HaMeitiv, and that's Lachomra. But Lakula is this thing about Shah Kadeh Ligmar is Kula would include Atov HaMeitiv as well. If you're going to hold the other side of the Chakira, the other side of the Chakira is saying that it's just an addition to benching, but it's not necessarily something that was a Chalik of benching. So you're going to end up saying that as far as Shinui Makom, you could be Makel, but as far as the idea of Shah Kadeh Ligmar is Kula, you have a little bit less wiggle time. So this is what we have over here. Once again, we've quoted three different nafkaminas as far as this shaila that we have over here. Meaning, is Hatov HaMeitiv considered to be now, once it was added in, and it was Nitakein, put in the correct piss pile, conjugation. Once the Chacham were Misakein, Hatov HaMeitiv, does it become, is it viewed now as part of benching now, and is a view part of benching now, and it has all the halachos of benching? Or do we say that no, it's still viewed as an additional bracha, and this additional bracha, while it's said every time we bench, there are certain times where we can make all regarding Hatov HaMeitiv. Kol Tov, have a wonderful day.